Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I assist you today?
Hi, is this Lifestyle Wellness?
Well, we are a third-party call center, and we assist over 100 different companies online. So, I can assist you today if you have been charged with anything.
Yeah, I was charged $59.89 on my credit.
Yes, sir. So, I'll just start by getting your zip code, please.
5803.
You said 5803?
65803.
Okay. Okay, and can you verify your first and last name for me today?
Donald Chapman.
Okay, so just a second. Okay, so I don't see you. So I just need you to spell your first name for me slowly.
D-O-N-A-L-D.
Okay, and your last name is Donald.
C-H-A-P as in Patrick, M-A-N.
Thank you. Okay, I think I found you. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Street address is 2515 East Atlantic Street.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so just waiting for your account to load in the system. Okay, so I do have you up now. And it looks like you entered a contest. And when you entered a contest, you entered it to win something. It looks like some tools or something like that. And what it says is, it says, when you received an email with a link for your survey, you completed your survey, you were offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for the sweepstakes. The offers could be, you know, a KitchenAid or tools, anything like that. And you will be charged anywhere from $2 to $6 to enter the sweepstakes. And the terms and the condition for the sweepstakes, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan. So that's what they're charging you for, this meal plan app.
Okay, hang on a second. I did not receive any of that. I received a survey, and it said you have won a free Dyson vacuum cleaner. And you click here, and, you know, then it said, okay, you need to pay $5 for shipping. I went ahead and approved the $5 for shipping, and instantly was charged $59.89. I never signed up for any of that other stuff that you talked about.
Yeah, I definitely understand, but it does say that the meal plan app is with the entry. See, that's what you signed up for, the sweepstakes. You didn't win the vacuum cleaner. You
Well, that was a misrepresentation then, because they told me that by filling out the survey, I have already won the vacuum cleaner. It said nothing at all about a sweepstakes, and it said nothing at all about a fitness plan.
Yeah, so that it enrolled you in a meal plan app.
And I've never received anything at all in the mail or in the email about a meal plan.
Yeah, it says it'll be in your email. You have to click on the link once you have, you know, completed the survey. But
I've never received any correspondence from them at all.
I mean, instead of making it $59.89, I could do $20 a month for you since you're already a customer.
I'm not a customer. I'm not buying anything. I don't want to be enrolled in their program. I want to be credited the $59.89. I don't want them to, you know, not spam me anymore.
Okay. And you done
I'm
this?
I'm not interested in their product.
This was on April the 27th when you done this.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I tried to get a hold of somebody on the 27th. I called my credit card company, and they said, okay, you're contesting the amount. We're going to put it on hold, and we're going to take care of it. And nothing has ever happened with it. So now I'm calling you based on the number that's included with the charge on the credit card.
Well, I will be happy to assist you and get you counsel, but due to you being since the 27th, I can offer you a 50% refund because how long you've been with it. If it's
Right,
over
but
a
I can test
week.
that. I can test that within 5 minutes after I got the charge.
Right.
And nobody that I talked to has done anything with it since then. So, you know, I'm not going to pay the $20.
No, I was saying that I can help you to see if I can get you a 50% refund of your money back, because due to the terms and the condition, we don't supposed to, you know, if it's been over a week, we don't supposed to try to help, you know, get the refund back. But I definitely could see if I can get you a 50% refund of out of your $59.89. Would that be okay today?
No, I want the whole amount back. I appreciate your trying to, you know, help me out with this, but I'm not going to go 50% on something that's fraudulent. I understand your point of view. I hope you can see mine.
I mean, I do see your point of view, but it's all about the validations of the charges. Like, it's not that we can actually do this on our own. So, I mean, it's about what you can get approved for. You know, it's up to the system to accept it. But I can
get
you counsel.
If I accept your offer, then I'm going to be bound by it. So I'm going to have to go ahead and get a hold of Capital One and contest it through their system.
Okay, I don't know. Who is that?
Capital One's a credit card.
Oh, okay. So you're basically saying you're going to dispute the charge?
Yes.
I advise you not to do that, because you will have to pay that back, because once they do the investigation, they're going to see that it was a valid charge. We have that all the time, and customers call us back because they had to pay that charge back. I mean, but whatever you want to do is fine. I just advise you, because we get those calls a lot. I mean, they may refund you temporarily, but within a month, you'll be paying it right back after investigations, because they're going to, once you do your dispute, they're going to give us a call. They have to do the investigation, and these are valid charges. Like, the meal plan app is with the contest.
How can it be a valid charge? I've never received any correspondence from them talking about a meal plan. I don't know anything about it. You're mentioning it to me right now. It's the first time I ever heard anything at all about a meal plan. They've never corresponded with me through the email or snail mail. I've never heard about any kind of a meal plan from them. To me, it's just a charge that showed up on my credit card statement that I did not sign up for.
Well, I go ahead and see if it refund. If not, then you probably have to. But I'll see if it go through.
Please try. I would appreciate it, because I don't know who Lifestyle Well. I don't know who they are. I signed up on something with Home Depot. You know, the survey
right.
was for Home Depot. It had nothing to do with Lifestyle Wellness.
Okay.
And it never said anything at all about, you know, a meal plan.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do for you due to the misunderstanding. If it does approve, I'll let you know in just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so great news. I was able to refund you your $59.89. It approved. So That'll be back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I also have you counseled out, meaning that we can no longer bill you anymore. So you should be great to
Great.
go with the with our company.
I appreciate your help. I hope
You're
I didn't ever
welcome.
sound angry for you.
Oh no, you're fine. We
Okay.
I definitely understand. That's why sometimes we try to help the customer out by getting them their money back, because some customers don't see it, and we do understand. So, you know, that's what we're here for.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
You've been
welcome.
helpful. Have a good day now.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, sir.
Okay. Bye now.